sat and learned the whole day Shabbos. So the man of Hamova can't come to him. Shrashin kol yom at Shabbat, so kol Shabbos is Hashanim. Has every Shabbos of the year. Has he got a Kodesh Baruch Hu told him he's going to die on Shabbos. So it's interesting. He wanted to push off the Malach HaMavis. Because even though Hashem said you're going to have to die on Shabbos, so the Bissa Kasha, how can he fight Hashem? But go on it. He has 8 days to learn Torah, and he's going to try his best. Shrashi Yehba Yosta, the Gorish, La Yikra of Malach HaMavis, hey, love. The Malach HaMavis can't come near you if you're learning Torah. Shah Torah Magina Mimavis. Torah protects you from death. Could you Armina Besaita? So Melech, David HaMelech was Mamish learning the whole... So tomorrow, who yoyma that day? The boy lemenech nafshei. When it came to Shabbos, he's supposed to die. Is called Malach HaMavet kamei. The Malach HaMavet came in front of David. Well, lo yochalei. He couldn't get near him. He was learning Torah. Lo have a posik pumi megirsa. He didn't stop learning for a second. The Malach HaMavet couldn't get to him. Oma my yevid lei. What can I do? Hevid lei busta noa achure beisa. He had a busta noa, a type of a trees or branches. He had in his backyard. Also Malach HaMavet. Solik, he went up the branches, Obochesh Bilmi, and he knocked the branches together. He made like a big storm, a big noise with the trees. Is Nofik Lamechse. So David went outside to see what's going on. Have a Solik Bedarga. So still, David didn't stop learning. Even though he went outside to see what was doing, he was still learning. The Mahomes couldn't get to him yet. No Solik Bedarga, he went down the steps. Ifchis Darga. One of the steps, one of the planks, fell in, caved in, Bitusi underneath him. Ishtik, that 1 second when the floor caved in, like for that second, David HaMelech stopped learning. Ishtik, he kept quiet. Venach Navshei, and that was the second Malach HaMavet got to him. That was the Maisa. Is now David HaMelech is lying there, Mace on Shabbos. Is Shalach Shlomo Beis Medrasha. So his son Shlomo was there. He saw his father lying on the floor. So he sent the Shal to the Beis Medrash. Abba Mace, my father is Mace. Umutu Bechama, and he died in the backyard here. It's sunny outside. It's not nice. It's bizoyin. He's laying in the sun. Uklovim shall be saba ravim. I'm another shaler also. Vice of David Melech is coming out. He had a klovim. He had dogs, and the dogs are hungry now on Shabbos. They're barking away. Can I give them food or not? He had 2 shalers there. Can I take care of my father David, or can I give the klovim teat? Ma, what should I do? My answer is shochuloi. They answered back. Eshton, they answered back the shaler, taking care of kelov chai. This is going to be the raya where David HaMelech, the Shlomo HaMelech meant, Hamol is more important to Chai than somebody that's mace. So first, the answer back. Chatoich nevelo, you let it chop up a nevelo, a dead behemom, v'hanach lefnei klovim. You let it give it to the klovim to eat on Shabbos. There's no issa. Muksa, you let it give it to the klovim to eat on Shabbos. Shrashu klovim shabes abba revim, l'shtei shelos halolu hutzach. He had these 2 shalos. How can I feed the animals? And what can I do with David? The weiter, the Avicha, then they answer him, what can I do with your father? Haniach Olav Kikar Atinik, even though a mace is muksa, not a move a mace, but the answer is put bread, or put a tinik, a child, on top of the mace, vitutaloi. Then you have a head of the Rabbonu will make you allowed to be metal to the mace. So put a piece of bread on top of the mace, then you're allowed to move him out of the chama into a mokim of covet. So that's what they answered. Of the Gemara now, v'lo yofa meshloim, isn't it good what Shlomo HaMelech said? Kila kelev chai hu toiv min ariya meis. Hamol it's more chash of somebody that's alive, even a kelev, than ariya meis. And one shot this here, because you see, they answered that shalah first. First they answered the shalah, you're allowed to feed the kelev. And then they answered the shalah while taking care of the meis. Rashi v'lo yofa oma, Rashi shil takones haklovim leitzrichu lishanois tilto nevela. No, stop, another right. Stop, to taking care of the dogs, we don't have to be mishana anything tilt in the vela. You're allowed to give it to him. You're allowed to touch like the muksa in the vela to give it to a keller. Aber v'yesari ha-meis. Mashenken dobro-melech. That was meis. Osru le-taltol. You're not allowed to be metaltol a-meis. He's muksa. Eloi de kikuratinik. Only with that, to put the kikuratinik on top of the meis. Mashenken the keller, since he's alive, you're allowed to give him the vela to him to eat. Lish nachwin, another pshat is, shekdimu tshuvas ha-keller. They answered the shaila about the dog first, L'tshuva sari loshin rabbeisai. That's another pshat. You see, it's more important about alive than somebody that's dead. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant, that a mole, that there's a chayim is more odif than a mace. Right? All the Indians. So this is out the drosha that he came to ask. Now we're going back to the original shaila. The original shaila that came to ask him is, if you have a chayla on Shabbos, are you allowed to put out the lamp in front of the chayla or not? So now he's coming back to original shailul in yin shilo. The shalino kad minoch kad michon. That did yesterday before the shailo. Are you allowed to put out the ner or not? Ner kruya ner. A ner was called a ner, a fire. Un nishmosa shalodem kruya ner. And a nisham of a person is also called a ner. So mainly we're talking about here by says the chayla sheish by sakana. That if you're not going to put out this fire on Shabbos, the chayla won't be able to fall asleep and maybe you'll die. You're allowed to put out your own ner, the light that's burning, not to take out the neshama, not to let the person die. You're allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. That's what we say. There's a blessing with a chai b'hem, his the mitzvahs were given today to live with. But we don't have any mitzvah that's going to stop you. You have to die because of the mitzvah. If there ever is a shaila pikuach nefesh, you don't have to do the mitzvah. You're allowed to stay alive. El latima madova ba'goda moshechas aleiv. If you show your boyin l'shmoi adrosha noshem v'yamoritz. Hey, the reason why he answered just a true book because he wanted the people to be moshe to listen to the drosha. Because the amoratzim used to come to the drosha and the women used to come to the drosha. For yitzrichem adashanim limshechas levovim. He had to give something interesting to make them listen. So he gave the ganze spiel, the ganze drosha, today to make them interested in listening. But the ashar, the teretz was a posher teretz. It was a shalach from Pekuach Nefesh, Havadi will have to put out the fire and be Bidreich Shabbos to serve the Pekuach Nefesh. Omer Rav Yehuda, Vrei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilis, Mishmei de Rav, Bikshu Chachomim Lignoi Sefer Kelis. The Chomim had kashis, spirits in the Sefer Kelis, they wanted to be gone as hide it. Mivnei Shedvorim Soysim Zeh Zeh. We have kashis, spirits one thing to another thing. Mivnei Maloi Gunzu. How come the Chum did not go in his, why didn't they hide the Sefer Kelis? The beginning talks about the Chshivas of learning and the end talks about learning. So it's a Raya, it's a Chashiv of Sefer, you can't be gone as it. Even though you have Kashas, we have to try and find Tzerutzim. Chilasa Divrei Torah d'chsiv, Ma'ayisrin l'yodam u'chol ha'moloi sh'yom u'tachas ha'shemesh. What's so good about all the work you do, tachas ha'shemesh? So we dash in, we are made very abianai, tachas ha-shemesh, who de ein loy? You have no gaining from things you're doing, tachas ha-shemesh means that things that are here from Brias Olam and onwards. Of a kodim ha-shemesh, Torah, that was here, kodim Brias Olam, before the Shemesh was created, Torah was here, yesh loy. From that you have a yisrin, you have something to gain from learning Torah. So the beginning of Tell us is the only thing you have to gain from is from learning Torah. Good things to say for Tilum. Koidem Hashemesh im Yomo Batura. If you Isaac in Torah, she kodmo l'shemesh yes yisun. That was here before the Shemesh, then you have a yisun, you have something to gain. Sefer Divrei Torah, what's the end of the Kehel is talking about learning Torah? The Echsev Seif Dovra Kol Nishma. Es Lakim Yireh, you have to have Yiras Hashem. V'yetz Mitzvois of Shmor, you have to listen to the Mitzvah, to the Torah. Kizeh Kol Odom, that's the Homer person. So it ends off also with the limit of Torah, that's Kol Odom. Mai ki ze Kol Odom, what does the Potsen Kelis mean? Ze Kol Odom? Omri Abloz ve Kol Oilam Kula na Nivrel v'shvul ze. The whole world was only created for the people that learn Torah. We have Baba Bakan Oma, Shokul ze, this person that learns Torah, Kineged Kol Oilam Kuloi. He Shokul, he's outweighs, the whole world is connected him. Shimon ben Azla Yomer, V'yamrilo Shimon ben Zoyma Oimer, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulay. The whole world was only created El Letzav Seis Lezir, like a satellite to this person, to help out this person, to do his needs, to do the needs of a Talmud Chacham. Somebody learns Torah. So that's why Kelis was very choshev, so they weren't gone at it, but they went rather to sit down and try and say Tzeritzim. My Dvar Seisim Zeh Zeh, what were the theories we had in Sefer Kelis? Ksiv, one Pesuk it says, Toiv Kas Mitzchoik. It's better to be angry than to be schoik, to be laughing. Uksev, another pasuk says, L'schoik matim hulol. For schoik, for laughing, Shlomo said, it's a good thing, it's mahal, it makes it good. Schoik's a stira. First you say, kas is better, now you say it's a good thing. Uksev, another stira is, V'shabachta yaniyas ha-simcha. Shlomo said, I'm b'mishabeach simcha. Uksev, another pasuk says, U'l'simcha mazo oise. What does simcha do for you? It's nothing. Simcha is good or simcha is not good. So the moral of Kasha, I'll give you Tzeritzim. Toiv kas mitzchoik, it's good to be angry, better than to be laughing. Toiv kas, it means it's good Hashem's anger, shekoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala tzadikim b'olam hazeh, it's good that Hashem like gives the din to the tzadikim for the few averus they have. Hashem gives them the punishment, the kas in this world, mischoik rather than the schoik, the laughter, shemesachak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala rishoyim b'olam hazeh, that the rishoyim, they'll get to Gehenim in Yenevel. So in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a little bit schar that they get for the few ma'isim they did. So about you better off to get your kas b'olam hazeh rather than getting all your schar in olam hazeh. So that's his better kas than schoik. Vital, that the Shlomo said, l'schoik amatim hulu, that he said for laughter, it's good to be happy. Zeh schoik shemesachak HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'matzadikim b'olam habor. That means the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with tzadikim b'olam habor with the schar in Gan Eden. That's the Shlomo says it's good to be the Simcha, to be happy. That means Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Habiyah Sameach, doing mitzvahs, doing avodas Hashem. That's a tremendous thing. Mashenkein u'simcha mazoisa. That's what he said. What's so good about being the Simcha? The Simcha Shainu Shal Mitzvah. That's time being Simcha. But nothing to do with Simcha Shal Mitzvah, then it's not such a good thing. L'lamdecho, to teach us, Shein Shechina Shoira. The Shechina doesn't go upon a person. Loi mitoich atzlus, not if he said. Loi mitoich atzlus is a bad mood. Loi mitoich schoik, not stam from laughing. Loi mitoich kalas rosh, also stam enjoying yourself. Loi mitoich sicha, stam talking. Loi mitoich dvorim betelim. Elo mitoich dva simcha shal mitzvah. The Shechina only comes upon you when you're in a matzah of simcha, but a simcha of doing mitzvahs. A simcha, you feel happy, you're doing avodas Hashem. That should be the biggest simcha we have. Somebody always says that the problem, you want to know how much schar you get for your mitzvahs, you see how much simcha you have by doing the mitzvah. The more simcha you have by doing the mitzvah, that's the problem, how much schar you get for doing the mitzvah. That was what the Chaim Shalev always used to say, that even though it says, lufum agra tzara, lufum tzara agra, usually means how much schar you have for doing the mitzvah, and still you do it, you get schar. He used to say, if you do the mitzvah with tzara, it's big, you do it, but you feel terrible doing it, you get no schar at all. That means that you're doing the mitzvah b'simcha. Now, even though you had a lot of tzar doing it, still you're doing it b'simcha, that's the proba how great the mitzvah is. There's so much tzar in coming to shir, it's so hard for you. But still you come and you have simcha, that's a tremendous madrega. You get more tzar then, that's somewhere it's easier for him to come. It's lefum tzara, you have a lot of tzar doing it, but still you do it b'simcha, for that you get tzar. It's elementary dvar simcha shom mitzvah, you have to have simcha doing mitzvahs. Right. Shenem Maraposik says, V'yatok chuli menagin, take from me the harp, V'hoye kenagin ha-menagin, V'ti olav yad Hashem. Then there'll be the Shechina. V'shasi v'simcha, simcha shemitzvah. Om Rav Yudah, V'chein l'dvar halocha. The same thing, dvar halocha, Rashi tzoruch leftoyach v'milde v'chusav reisha. When you come to give a shir or to learn Torah, first you have to start off with a little bit of a joke, to put yourself into a good mood, to be v'simcha, and then you can sit down to learn. If you want to have good dreams at night, if you go to sleep in a good mood, before you go to sleep, you for sure you'll only have good dreams at night. For the Mora Eini, it's not like this. Call Talmud, any Talmud, I'll call Talmud Chochem. He's sitting in front of his Rebbe. And his lips are not mamish shivering, like he's scared stiff of his Rebbe. Tichveno, it's like burn him up. Shenema sif soysov shoyshanim noitfois mor oiver. That sif soysov are like, vidashin, al tikri mor oiver elamar oiver. She means like the mamish be stiff, shivering. Al tikri shoshanim means lilies, flowers, ela shoshanim, when you're learning. When your lips are learning, you should mamash be scared stiff. So it's a kasha here, you're saying you're supposed to be start off learning. Bibdichuso with a little laugh, with a little joke, and here it says when you're learning, you're supposed to be scared stiff. And the moral of kasha, ho barabo, ho betalmid. The Rebbe is allowed to start off with a joke, put the oilim in simcha. But the talmidim has to be mamash beira. The boy is saying, no, ho barabo. Both are talking about the Rebbe. Ho le kasha, ho mekame de liftach. Before he starts saying the shir, he's supposed to put him in a good mood, he's allowed to say a little joke. But afterwards, when you're in a good mood already, now you're starting to learn, you have to have to learn this to be Yira. Kiho de Rabba. Mekam made the posach before he started learning Lula Rabbon and Amri Milsa de Chusa. He used to say a joke like, Obad Chi Rabbon, the Bonnie used to laugh. Lisoif, after he sat down to learn, Yosef Bi'imta, he sat down and learned Be'ema. Uposach b'shmaita. And he started saying the shmaita. So that's the klal before and be in a good mood, but then he says, don't learn, you have to learn the yira. Right. So this is the miyasha, the theory of that in Sefer Kelly. Now, v'yav Sefer Mishlei, even Sefer Mishlei, dikshu lignois, they wanted to hide. Shoyed dvorus feisim zeh, there was also theories. Of Neymala Gunzu, how come they didn't hide Sefer Mishlei? Amri, Sefer Kehelis, Lav, didn't we look in carefully into Sefer Kehelis? We asked Kechino Taimer, and we found Terutzim, all the theories. As Mustama Hochin Amelainen, let's look into carefully all the theories we have in Sefer Mishlei, and we'll answer them. Oh, my Dvar Soysim Zer Zer, what are the theories that says in Sefer Mishlei? One Potik says, Al Tan Kisil Ki Valtoi. Don't answer a fool like his foolishness. Another pasuk says, "Anei ksil ki valtoi." You're allowed to answer back a ksil like his foolishness. So it's a stira. Could you answer back a fool or can't you answer back a fool? Like kasha, ho b'divrei Torah. As if he has a kasha about divrei Torah, you're allowed to answer him back. Don't let him get away with it. Answer it back. Ho b'milu d'yalma. If a fool stam comes and tell you something foolish, ignore him. Don't have to answer him back. So the Merkihor, the first Maitzah was done foolish things, not in Divrei Torah. Kihor, the who, the Yosla, came in the Rebbe. Somebody came in front of Rebbe. Omalei, Ishtecho, they told this fool told Rebbe, Ishtecho, your wife is Ishti, is my wife. O Benecha, Benihin, your children are my children. As he meant to say, your wife was Mazana with me, and million children are Mamzerim. Omalei, say Rebbe answered him back. You want to drink some wine? He didn't go into the question. He wasn't Gerus or Shaila. He went off the subject. You want to drink wine? Shosa, the guy who rather drank the wine. Opoka, and his belly bursted open, and finally finished with him. Opoka. Oh, Nochemais was a who? Another person. The Yoslakai made the Rebbe Chia. He came a fool. Came in front of Rebbe Chia. Omalei Imcha Ishti. You should know your mother is my wife. V'yata b'ni, and you're my son. Oh man, he didn't know his fool from his life. So he wanted to say, like, you're a mamzer, Eistus. Your mother was mazana with me, and you're a mamzer. Oh malay, noch, yeah, same thing. Ritzoyin chashtish the kai, so you did have some sugar in her. You want more yayin. Ritzoyin chashtish the kai, so yayin. Shosa, he drank a pocket, and noch, also, he burst it open in a fatig. So he didn't come to answer these, he didn't come to talk to him. That's his first shot. If a fool talks to your foolishness, you don't have to answer him. Oh, Rab Chia. Ahani lets Lusa the Rebbe, the Rebbe's davening help, the Leshavia b'ni Mamzeri, the Rebbe. The Rebbe's son shouldn't have any shiloh of being a Mamzerim. Ki have a matzli, because what did Rebbe daven? Ki have a matzli, Rebbe used to daven Omar, our tefillah, Yirotzen lefonecho Hashem ulakenu, shetatileinu hayoy meyazei ponim, o meyazes ponim. Save me from azei ponim and azes ponim. So Drashi meyazei ponim means shloy yezikuni. The fool shouldn't help me, hurt me. To who asponim? To be a mamzer, like an asponim, it shouldn't come upon me a shame of asponim. Right. For divrei Torah mai, where's the shail of a fool asking a kash and divrei Torah? There you're supposed to answer him back. Trashi mutel la'anes kavukiv altoi. You're allowed to answer him back. Kiho di Yosef Rabbi Gamliel. The kodorish. From Yul Dash in the posse. Ah, see the isha v'moysam v'yimei ha-mashiach. Yeah, see the isha shetelet b'chol yoyim. Every single day she's going to give birth. As an isha going to have a kid, every single day she'll have another kid. Is Shinema Posik says, Hora v'yoledes yachtot. That she'll give birth and one after another yachtot together. His liblo dola voice Talmud, one Talmud started to laugh. Yeah, time is, Omar, ain't kol chodesh tachat ha-shemesh, nothing new is going to happen. What says, till now, an isha can't give birth every single day? It's not going to change then. Shashi, horror, we let this yachta, v'yoyim shahorah, zeh let this. The day she becomes pregnant, she'll give birth. Vlad, acha, kumay tana girl, this looks like a chicken. It's like a chicken, hatches eggs every single day. V'kivin shemeshemeshes b'chol yoyim, they'll have tashmesh every day, nimtza she let this b'chol yoyim. Dochi mash mekru, b'chol eishi misaberes you let this. Every time an isha becomes pregnant, she'll give birth the same day. Shemeheres ligma tsura savlad lezman mu'ud. She'll give pregnant very fast. Is so he had a taino, if something new can't happen, is omalei, so he answered him back, no. Bova recha dugmosan berla mazeh, I'll show you dugma even bazman azeh. It's not going to be a chiddush later on. Nothek achula tana gerlis, he went and showed him a chicken, a hen. A hen lays eggs every single day. So you see a sayach such as I have to have children every single day. Shrashi bovi erecha means torach la noisi, he was matriach himself to answer him, kiv out the kdei lahamed divrei Torah mechoinei. Kdei you shouldn't have kashas on divrei Torah. Pursue another meister was Yosef and Gamliel, the Kodorish. Asidim, the Moisa Mashiach, Ilonai, Shemotsiyan, Paris, Bechoyim. The trees are going to give out new fruit every single day. You'll pull off an apple today, tomorrow there'll be another apple there. Shenema benosa anaf yosa pri. Ma anaf b'choyim, just like branches come out every day, a pri b'choyim, there'll be fruit every day. Ligolo voice a Talmud. The Talmud at Tainis is Shaykh, Oma, Boksiv, Enko, Chodeshach, the Shemesh. You can't have anything new happening in this world. About we don't have a tool now, it's not going to be then. Omalei, Bob Yarecho Dugmosim. I'll show you Dugma of Bizman Azir. Nothing achvelate slav. He showed them this slav tree we had in Brochis that gives off four different types of peris, and can say that they have a lot of peris on the tree. So it's like drashi slav min ilon hatoin gimel min peris. It has three different types of fruits. Ev yoinis v'kafrisim luvin. The reis alai less alai k'derem v'reshkas k'sabatim. When one fruit is here, the other one is not here. So it means to say it like very often, it gives off different type of fruits. So you can have a tree that gives off different type of fruits. V'su Yosef and Gamliel the Kadosh. Asi deras Yisrael, the Meisam Mashiach at Sol will give off. She toitzi glus koyes. It's going to give off nice cakes of kli milas and nice kalim of silk kalim are going to come out, grow out of the ground. Shenema yehi pisas ba boritz. There'll be a lot of fruit boritz. It ligla lola voice Talmud v'yomer. Right, the Enkel Chor Tachat Hashemesh. Nothing new could happen. So how are you going to have later that you're going to grow out a cake and grow out of the ground, and you're going to have a kli milas, you're going to have silk kalim? Omalei bovarecha dugma bodo mazir. I'll show you something like it here. Nothik achvulei kimeinu patrius. He showed him type of mushrooms. His mushrooms rashi shiyotzim kimoi shein b'lai lechad. The mamish come out in one day. For rechovim v'agulim kliskoyis. A mushroom looks like a round cake, like a round muffin. So he showed him something that looks like a muffin. Vaita v'achli milas nivra bakuris. Shashi nivra bakuris. Siv k'moy lovish mitsuya godo svivoy sakur shodekel. Around the palm tree, when you take out the bark, there's some fiber, we said, we might have, that grows in there. Now that fiber looks like silk. So he showed him some silk that grows on a tree. Kishurach kur, anaf ilon, around the anaf, the bark of the tree, kishurach is very soft, yoytze b'chol shona, kaidim shiskasha kari kur. He's the branches of the deckel tree, before they get hard, they're called kur. So he showed them such a zach. Tana Rabbanim, loylam ye yodem an v'nosan kilol, you should be having amida anova, like kilol, v'al ye kaftun kishamai, don't be stark and strong like shamai. Maisa b'shnei b'nei yodam. Shehimru zeh zeh. They had a fight, two people in the Sarvu had to fight together. Omru, they said, kol mi she'elech v'yikru.